What about life on the home front? Things like food rationing, digging for victory. What memories have you got of
Well,
that?
it's always been a wonder to me. My mother was a great cook, a good cook. She never used a cookery book. She just knew, and she'd been taught by her mother. We never seemed to go short of anything. I do remember we had 2 ounces of butter a week, and mother said, "There you are, there's your 2 ounces at the beginning of the week. You either eat it all in one lump or you can try to make it last." But the co-op in Shoreham used to bake wonderful bread in the High Street, and their square loaves cost, I think they cost 9p. And if you pulled, they were sort of like twin loaves, and if you pulled them apart, there was that gorgeous chewy bit in the middle. So unfortunately, I usually put all my 2 ounces of butter on one chewy bit of that and went the rest of the week without anything. I always liked dried egg, but I don't know why people go on about dried egg. It was very nice, actually. Or mother made it very nice. All sorts of things she did. She made for me, she made some clothes. Of course, we had to have clothing coupons, and there were not many of those. There was a song. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress, and when she's weary, try a little tenderness. We used to sing that song, and that was true actually, because there weren't enough clothing coupons. But mother made me a very warm dressing gown out of an old grey blanket with a lovely cord around the middle. I was so proud of that. We did a lot of what was called then make do and mend.